Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest with us in the building. Special
Harlem's guest, top spitter, no one better than him.
Little SNS.
First of all, he dropped a little, sir.
Yeah. Harlem's top spitter, no one better than him.
That's confusing.
Symbol of how we're looking for Obama. Pick up the pen. Can't take me to school. The flow fairest. Stay fairness, and I live it. They just talk about the game like Skip Bayless. They just want cars, jewels, girls, and all fours. Me, I want trophies and my name to be on Forbes. The EP is here, so rappers, get your act together. Nicest MC in New York is the 19th letter. Envy, I'm only giving you the game that was passed on. Some of us is locked down, some of us is passed on. Gotta do what I gotta do. Got one life to live, not trying to die in a general hospital. I'm from where youngest carry blades, moving Duncan Pennehues. Good grade, only surveys, no interviews. A lot of rappers want my spot. A second time here, got the Breakfast Club looking like IHOP. Good morning, y'all.
See, that's how a rapper is supposed to start off an interview.
He shut me down.
He shut me down.
Nah, we bringing MCs back, man. We ain't even rappers no more. We bringing MCs back. I remember you had a tweet one time before, because I keep up on the Breakfast Club. Y'all my favorite. So
thank you.
I remember you told me, y'all said it's a lot of rappers and not enough MCs. So you know, I'm just bringing that back, man. I feel like I need to do that.
What made you drop the little? Because you taller than everybody now.
That. And I remember I was in a 40-40 with 2 Chainz, and this was like my third time seeing him and introducing him. My pops introduced me to him. He's like, why is your name Little SNS? My height. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just felt it was only right. And then I'm older now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm older and I'm taller. So, you know, I got to get away from that. So.
Does it cause confusion, though? Like, you might be on the bill and they'd be like, yo, man, you spending the night?
Oh, yeah. Nah, I mean, nah, you know, sometimes that happens. But, you know, As I grow and as I do things and people see me off my father's Instagram or my own Instagram, they see the difference, and I just, you know,
yeah,
I want to keep
SNS
the name alive.
Mean? I never knew. What does SNS mean?
Well, I'm gonna tell him. his name started with an S for me. So when he was growing up, they used to call him like Skinny Champ or Stupid Champ or stuff like that, and then they shortened
Champ.
He was skinny. He was my size.
I was him. This
yeah,
size.
He was my size. Was right. That's why I'm running and stuff like that now.
I got the dog and everything. Yes, yes, yes.
My
yes.
mom's telling me, all right, you keep eating like that. You know your father was that size. Yo, I'm like, yo, listen, I'm walking now. I'm running now. You know what I'm saying? But they shortened it down, and they would call him SNS and things like that. You know, he just kept it going.
Strive and succeed.
You know,
strive and succeed.
Strive and succeed.
Okay, yeah. I saw you putting it out there that you wanted Diddy to get on Harlem.
Oh, that was like a couple hours ago.
Yeah. Have you had any conversations?
Or? Nah, I'm just putting it out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like
Harlem.
Yeah, it's Harlem. You know, and I just feel like he on that. What's his album called? Money Making Mitch. I think that's what it's called. It's the
Money
Triple
Making Mitch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so I just want to give him. And I seen the special yesterday. He was looking real 88-ish. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I think he'll be. And no one talks slick like Diddy, so, you know, I feel like it's only right.
I think he's going to be, didn't he say he was, like, doing some production for, like, 1 month only or something like that?
Yeah,
also?
Yeah, I was seeing that, too. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm probably not at that level yet, but, you know, I'm going to keep grinding. I ain't got no problem working hard, so.
How many favors does Pops call in for you?
It seems like
you be out here on your own working.
Yeah, like he'll do it just because, you know, he want to see me win and stuff like that. Sometimes I tell him, yo, you don't need to do all that.
Do we play your song when you walk in the club?
No. No. You know what's so crazy? When people come and they see me, they'll be like, yo, why your pops ain't playing your record?
Damn, Pops.
I'll let them, he'll play my records. After I let them tell him, I don't say, yo, play my records. I let them tell him, like,
OG SNS, why you don't play your son's records?
Hold on.
Because that's what called me to play
his
records.
Hold on. I play his records, but sometime at that time when it's 2 months going on, I stick to, like, as a DJ, you got to be to the point at the exact time.
Not at, exactly.
Sometimes you got to. There's a time to break records. There's a time to just stick to the hits.
And you got to pay bills. So you know you got to come and do what you got to do.
So it's like when it's time, when I feel like it's an entertainer in the building and I need him to get that notoriety, then I'll play his record 4 or 5 times, but I'll sandwich it between 2 hot records. So that's how you break records, DJs, if you really want to know. Mm-hmm. You sandwich it in between 2 hot records and you can play as long as you want to. The attention span for people that's in the club are very short. So when they hear a record a lot, they'll be like, what is this? After a while, they're going to rock to it, especially if the song is hot.
Right.
Then the next record will come, then they might not forget about it, but then they'll just be happy with it. They won't be mad. Mm-hmm. But you can't come with a whack record after that, so you got to be right. So
for all these artists that try to come up to you in a club and try to get you to play a record, does that ever work?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
They gotta see
me. I want to let them know what approach to take.
Don't say pay U.S.
Why not?
Okay, fine. That's, you're not on the radio. Yeah,
why not?
Why you not? Can do that. Yeah,
you
okay.
Listen.
Spend some money.
Guys want to hear their records spun in prime time. Mm-hmm. If I have a rapport with you, I'll play your record, you know what I'm saying, many times, like, depending on the crowd. I tell everybody this. It's a perfect formula. I seen Migos do it, and they won. And they're who they are right now because of it. Mm-hmm. Came in the club 100 deep. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Right.
100 deep. They bought 100 bottles. Now, I say everybody got to do that, but the perception rules the game.
Right.
Came in the game 100 deep. Gave the DJ some paper. He played Versace before Drake even jumped on it, before nobody even knew what it was. Play Versace now. You're in a VIP, you see 100 guys going crazy for a record. A DJ gonna say, oh my God, what's this? I'm gonna play it again. I'm gonna play it again. And they kept going crazy.
I wanna speak on that too.
The next week in Atlanta, that was the hottest record before, and that's where Drake learned it from. Oh, it was hot in Atlanta. I'm jumping on it. It was new flows. And that's what happened.
I don't want no New York artist to think that you gotta follow that trend either. You feel me? What works for somebody might not work for you. You gotta do what's designed for you. Everybody's story is not written the same way. You know what I'm saying? How somebody succeed is definitely not how you might succeed. So don't try to follow somebody else's suit.
No, not and that. Then, I don't want nobody to go broke doing that.
It ain't about going broke. It's
I
about
just said that method.
Because if a person don't drink and he in the club and he just want to have
but
fun.
But it works with it. No, you can just be in regular general population with the people. If you got 100 guys and you come 100 deep in the club, the perception, right. And as a DJ, we go by what the club, what the crowd
right.
does.
The reaction is.
So if the reaction is great on one side, there's 100 of them going crazy, I'm going to keep playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I went all to Puerto Rico 1 year. It was nothing but Bay Area. It was 150 deep. I was the only DJ out there with Bay Area records. So when I play it and they're going crazy, I'm going to keep playing it until they stop, until they get tired.
Right.
That's just the perception of the party. And when you went to the club and you played your record and your team was 11
deep, I ain't do it for the
I know you
to
did
get
it for
the
fun.
Records to get played in that. I did it because I had fun.
But you built
wanna,
the perception.
Yeah,
with,
you feel me? But
with,
I don't want nobody to think
that.
Yeah, but I don't want
Shout
nobody.
Out
I don't want nobody to think that, yo, we got to just come, you got to come to the club and you got to buy a whole bunch of bottles. Because then you buying bottles and now you ain't, and then you come, now you could have used all that money that you used to buy all these extra bottles and all that stuff and put it, invest in yourself.
And if the music whack, it don't matter anyway.
Exactly. And then somebody just going to play it for a favor, just play it real quick, you know what I'm saying? And then off to the next record. You spent all them bottles for nothing.
Can you write that off?
I mean,
nope.
No, you just bought all the bottles.
It's a marketing.
Well, this is what you need to do from now on. Pops, I need some money for perception.
Nah.
I need a couple stacks because I'm going to this club. I need the perception.
Nah, we good. I don't need none of that.
We just took, instead of doing that, we just went independent. And
nah,
and
listen,
put on
listen,
iTunes.
Listen, listen. This is what we did.
You do
you
it.
Feel me? This is what we did. We got tired of feeling like you have to wait for a label to go move how you want to move. You know what I'm saying? And that's not how, I'm not slowing down my career to, don't get me wrong. I love the culture. Like, and it's not even just for my pop situation. It's, I really love this culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm one of the last guys that love this culture. Everybody else is just doing it for, it's a couple of artists out there that love the culture. You know what I'm saying? But it's not a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just one of those guys from New York that love this culture. You know what I'm saying? So I do it for a different thing. So me, I love music. I'm going to keep doing music. You know what I'm saying? And I always dreamed about, you know, signing to like a Def Jam or something or being one of those, you know, historic rappers that did parts of that. You know, when you watch Beat Street and things like that and Crush Groove and stuff like that, you see those guys that are, you know, was great parts of that story. You know what I'm saying? You would want to be a part of that. But, you know, as time goes by and things like that, you don't want to wait on that. And how the labels is now, they want you to build yourself up and do your thing, and then they come back and just collect your check. And that's, I think that's what, you know, stuff that Dame was trying to, you know, say when he went here. You know, but as Kanye said before, you know, Dame got a certain way of saying things. Well, he's from Harlem.
What do you think
about
Dame saying some of the things that he said, that if you have a job, you have no dignity. If you have a boss, you have no dignity.
I don't have no problem with, you know, people working and doing their 9 to 5. You got to do what you got to do to get your money. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, not everybody is cut out to, you know,
be a boss.
Exactly. Everybody doesn't even want to do that.
But that's what he said. Some people are safe with the security of having a job. You know what I'm saying? People, and that's a true thing. But I guess I'm from Harlem, so I understand what he meant by, you know, me putting everything in yourself. That's just how I feel. Like, I feel like no one got me like I got me. You know what I'm saying? He's my father, but at the end of the day, he's a grown man. And you know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man now, so I can't always rely on him. We have conversations now where he be wanting me to hold back and wait on stuff, and I be like, dog, I'm not waiting on you or nobody. Like, this is what's going to happen, and this is
not even your dad, your dog.
That's what he said. That's what he said to me. That's how we talk. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think, S? Because you from the era of Dame and Rockefeller, and you know,
S has never really had a boss. As a DJ, you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I mean,
well, you could say the club owner's the boss that pays you.
Yeah, somebody, well, he said, them, Dame said, if I pay you, you got to do what I ask you to do. Yeah. So that's your boss for the night.
No, we're bosses because we still depict on what we got to get paid.
Your dog, if he pays you to do something and you don't do it, he's never calling you back.
But still, he's calling for he's calling for our services.
That means it's a job at that time.
Okay, so if you have the same thing, it's just call for
you're just trying
services.
To go around the fact that you have a boss for that night.
All right, you want to say that? Okay.
It's a Harlem thing. Okay. We get it.
A Harlem thing.
You don't have bosses,
nah,
okay?
Nah, yeah, we you know what I'm saying? It's just...
It's a Harlem mentality.
It's like to be our own man and do our own things, you know what I'm saying? Me, just like now, I like to do my own thing. It's my first time selling a whole project. You know what I mean? I got a couple songs on iTunes and things like that, but this is my first time. And my pop spoke about doing this a minute ago.
SNS 19th letter on iTunes and Google Play right now. Go get
that. That's a fact. And it's been out like a day before CIAA and over like 300 bars now. And you know what I'm saying? We just hands-on with the people, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's not a lot of buys to a lot of people.
Oh, listen, that's a lot of buys to me. I ain't got no deal. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no major super. I don't, listen, I'm from
Harlem. That's a pop right there. I don't have. Yeah,
like, I don't have no deal, no super major cosign. We just working, and I don't have no problem. I'm a guy that have no problem working hard.
How do you feel about leaving New York and going somewhere else?
We do that. We did our own promo tour. I went to Colorado.
You know, I mean, some people go like move.
Oh no. He moved out of New York. For people that think that he don't too, that we that my pops is out here trying to he that man when he leave here, what did your flight leave like 4?
4:59.
He's going. I'm still out here. You know what I'm saying?
S put in like you 20 years deep in New York.
No, that's a fact. And he can leave and go do other things. But, and that's what I want to do. I want to grind and get to that level where I can go and leave and do my own thing in other places. I do it now, though. You know what I'm saying? I do it now. I go out and then I ask, yo, who's the hottest up and coming artists out here, or who they listen to, or what's the sound out here? You know what I'm saying? Just because I want to know, because I'm planning on taking over. I'm planning on being the hottest rapper from your city. I might not even be from your city, but I'm planning on being the hottest rapper from your city.
I say thank God to iHeartRadio and Revolt, because believe me, if it wasn't for them, I'd be lost about having what's going on in New York.
Besides
him, and he tells
me, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I'm telling them what's going on out here. I have an old soul, you know what I'm saying? I'm hip hop to the core, so you know
who
what I mean.
Your father is, you have no choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm just my mom's was just a music head. Like my five rappers is Hov, 50, Kiss, Fab, and Cam, and Eminem is like sneaking in, and he's in there like he's okay. like the silent partner in there. But those are my
That's a solid six.
Yeah, that's a solid six, you know what I'm saying? And I those guys, when you ask a rapper nowadays, yo, how you plan to stand out from every artist, they say the same thing, like, yo, I'm talking that real-ish, you know what I'm saying?
These other guys
ain't talking that real-ish. I feel like, yeah, okay, you know, I expect you to, because one of my favorite rappers said, it's only so long that fake thugs can pretend.
Hope.
You know what I'm saying? So I hope that you're talking that, but my favorite rappers was also nice at doing that. They had a clever way of putting their life story in metaphors and similes and different things that you had to scratch your head on. Mm-hmm. Those and. That's why they're great. They ain't just great for talking that real-ish, because you could be real whack, and that's just that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel like that's what puts me aside from everybody else. I know how to rap. You know what I'm saying? I came on rapping for a reason. Why? Because I watched my last interview. I was a little nervous. My delivery wasn't on point. You know what I'm saying? But it's my first time.
You don't seem very nervous right now.
Nah, you're taller and more confident.
Nah, I'm confident because, you know, I just know where I want to go in life. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Bro, let's say you spit some more.
Oh, one more thing. Icy Gang Records. That's you and Pops? Or?
That's me.
That's okay.
That's me. That's all the way me. Icy Gang. You know what I'm saying? It's a crew in Harlem. It's a crew. Listen, it's an Icy Gang. It's the crew in Harlem. It's my movement. You know what I'm saying? We got our own. Everything is in-house. We got our own engineer, Rudy Rhythms. We got our own four producers. You know what I'm saying? We got our own spitter. Shout out to my partner, Rich Ice. And we also, last summer, we did our own give back to the kids and everything. Mm. It ain't just for us, because when you younger than 18, you can't be icing and you can't have that movement. I see wise, I control you. That's for the youngins, you feel me? Right. We gave out school supplies. My mom's cooked out on my block, you know what I'm saying? We gave out all types of book bags and everything with pens and all that. It's bigger than just me, you know what I'm saying? I want it to live on, and it's going to live through me. A lot of people don't get a chance to get to this platform, especially twice, you know what I'm saying? I just thank y'all for having me have a chance to voice that and give other guys motivation, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When they see it, they're going to want to do the same thing and grind and feel like, yo, I could do this myself, you know what I'm saying? Instead of spending all the money trying to impress girls that's going to sleep with another rapper that's hot after talking to you, you know what I'm saying? Put your money in yourself, you know what I'm saying? And do what you gotta do, because only you got you like you got you, you know what I'm saying?
Prove yourself with them bars, man. 19th Letter EP out right now.
On iTunes and Google Play. I said, people judging me, I guess I'm on trial again. Gotta go through bad luck in order to smile again. From the bottom to the top, they got my gang confused. Now it takes a rockin' poet like Langston Hughes. Always dreamed to soon throw a party in my high tower residence. They think I'm Steve Harvey. Stand for my people like X-King and Garvey. And action figures dealing with boy toys, Barbies. To answer the question, do I grind? Well, of course, promoters always want to give me the mics like the sauce. Back pockets of the jeans, the shoes of a horse. Kill a game and I give a whack. It could no remorse, damn. I'm colder ever since I got older. Hopping inside a booth with more punches than Mr. Broner. Got bullets the size of bottles of Coronas. Medusa head on me when I'm smoking. I'm a stoner. In my hood, you get your chain snatched. As soon as the hammer raised, you won't get your diamond back for trying to be Atlanta brave. Lights feel like X-Men when I'm in the streets. I took the game by storm, shorty, I'm a beast. This was in my jeans, haters can't stand it. I play my cards right to blow up, I'm Gambit. Hood full of Wolverines, grills, a saber-tooth, carry Magnetos, handle metal, love to shoot. I'm animated because all my bars are contaminated. Demand your favorite artist to step up and fill the pavement. Love to smash a hated girl for response. Throw his X up in the air like I'm trying to rep the Bronx. But I'm the Harlem horror, cocaine is the marijuana. I got some sexy mamas, you got a lot of Juanas. That's the Harlem in me. Gucci shirt now, you know what I'm saying?
All right, all right. SNS, we appreciate you joining us.
Harlem.
Well, I appreciate
DJ SNS.
Us.
New York City. We bringing MCs back, you know what I'm saying? With all this lame rapping is dead. You know what I'm saying? We really bringing these bars back. That's where the home is at. We wanted to hear your bars.
And thank y'all for having us.
Congratulations on y'all newfound success. When I was here, it wasn't no revolt, you know what I'm saying? So it's Revolt is here.
Shout out to Revolt
y'all
TV.
Making a
shout
lot of moves.
Diddy. It's a Harlem.
Envy, you got serious radio. You need to let me come up there and burn that mic down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put him on the spot, Envy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
All right, tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Okay, enough said.
Harlem.
It's the Breakfast Club, SNS, DJ SNS.
19th Letter.